Thank you so much for joining me today on Just Praise Him Radio. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and my job is to inspire you to a closer walk with Christ. Now here's the show. Hello, believers. Welcome to the Just Praise Him Radio Show. I'm your host, Glenda Lomax, and today's show is going to be almost 100% prophetic. I have a little thing to talk about first. Well, it's not a little thing, but just a little bit of talking first, and then we'll get into the words. I was emailing with somebody this week, and we were emailing back and forth about how we needed to bless the Lord. And he said, you know, when Moses went into the tent, he went in to bless the Lord, not to be blessed. And I hadn't thought about that. That is the truth. When Moses went into the tent, he went in, into the tabernacle, he went in to bless the Lord. And my friend Nate posted on Facebook, Exodus 32:6, and the people sat down to eat and to drink and rose up to play. And that is too often what we do. We sit down and we eat and we drink, and we rise up and we play, and we forget that we are supposed to bless the Lord. You know, if you look at Psalms, most of the times when David was talking to the Lord, he was praising the Lord. He was blessing the Lord, not asking for blessings. He did ask for help when he needed it, but he praised a lot. Is it any wonder then that God calls him a man after his own heart? How often do we bless the Lord? Today, I challenge each of us to bless the Lord in the rest of our prayers for this day that you hear this, and see if we can do that without exception. Every prayer that you pray for the rest of today, to bless the Lord instead of asking to be blessed. And let's see what happens. Okay, now, I have prophetic words for everybody that asked by email, and quite a few people that did not ask, and some people that got added on today after the list that I already had, so it's quite a few. I think I have like 8 or 9 pages. Terry, I see mechanical things around you, Terry, and that you follow them in a way. Like you are a person who can diagnose these types of problems, or you are some type of problem solver. The Lord is showing me a problem that you come upon that you are unable to diagnose in spite of your much experience in doing this. He says when you come to it, turn around and go back to square one and follow the trail over, and it will lead you to someplace different and you will find the answer. Gordon, you are looking at a new beginning, and I see that you're a little bit lost as to what to do. The Lord says you cannot build anything new until you first lay its foundation. He says, lay the foundation in me before you build, and your house will stand. Inga, a new romance of some type is coming quickly into your life. This may not be the typical kind of romance. The Lord says, pay attention to the details, Inga. There are secrets hidden in the details that are important for you to know. Candy, you are going on a journey, not too far away, maybe a couple of hours. I see pleasure for you in this place and refreshing for your spirit. The Lord says He is waiting for you there. So you're going to have an encounter with His Spirit in that place. Nicole, you have been experiencing a pain in your body that is new that you have not told anyone about. The Lord says to get this seen about and not to delay. Angela, or Angie, I see flowers around you, Angela, and you are smiling. It seems to be a time of rest for you, and you are surrounded by flowers. This is coming in the next year, I think. Jim or Tim, You are experiencing serious problems in a significant relationship in which you were betrayed. The Lord says the other person is seriously sorry for betraying you, and the relationship can last years longer if you choose to accept their apology and make it last. There will be some regret if you do not do this, because this other person does not have as long to live as you do. Andre, I see a new business opportunity just ahead for you. It will look attractive, but the Lord says it is a trap from the enemy set to take your finances from you. Don't enter into this business opportunity, Andre. It may work for someone else, but it is not going to work for you. Graciela, I don't know if I'm saying your name right. Graciela, the Lord says he wants a deeper relationship with you than what you have now. He says he wants more of your time and for you to stop taking shortcuts. He said there are no shortcuts in a relationship with him. He said do what is required to have this and that you know what this means. Sheila, the Lord gave me your name as I was getting words for this podcast. He says you have long been in an unhappy situation and that you stay because you feel it honors him. He says that being unhappy does not honor him. And if you want to honor him there, that is fine, and he accepts your sacrifice, but only if you do it cheerfully. Otherwise, he said your sacrifice is for nothing. Jason, you are in a difficult living situation. The Lord says this is because you got out of his will for you. Go back to square one, Jason, and figure out where you got off the path. Nora, you are an extremely capable woman with much ability. The Lord says you are using your abilities and talents for the wrong thing. He wants you to use them for him. Nora, your time is short if you do not fix this. John or Jonathan, I see you working on a car of some kind. I don't know if this is what you do for a living or if it is your own car. You are very deep in thought, like there is a problem you don't know how to solve in your personal life. The Lord says if you will follow in his ways and do things the way he would want you to do them, that he will guide you to the answer to your problem. Jennifer, I see you trying on a dress and then smiling when it fits. You are going to reach the goal you're working on. The Lord says you are. Tyrone, I see you very successful. I don't know if this is your current situation or a future one, but I see you wearing a really fine suit and you are in some kind of situation where you are speaking to a bunch of people. This may be work for the Lord. I don't feel it's a typical business situation. I believe the Lord is calling you to speak for him in some kind of motivational capacity. Ian, I see a ship sailing on the ocean. I don't know if you're going on a voyage, but I feel that this may mean that there's an opportunity being presented to you right now, and its time is about up and it will be gone. This is a good opportunity, and I feel it is a blessing from the Lord, but you've been unsure about it. This is your confirmation, Ian, that it is from him. Guy, the Lord says you have been faithful with many things, but that you are neglecting some of the matters of the heart that he desires you would not leave undone. He says if you will also do these things, that your blessings will increase exponentially. And he used that word, exponentially. Janet, you have been in a time of mourning, and a shift is about to occur in your life. This will bring a breakthrough into a time of great joy and happiness for you. The Lord says you have waited very patiently, and this will be big, a big, big blessing. Rosie, Rosie, you are involved in romance. I see romance all around you. The Lord wants you to know that the romance all around you is a distraction that is keeping you from a deeper walk with Him. Tracy, I see you with a rather serious look on your face, like you're deep in thought about something. The Lord says He would like for you to know His joy and to enjoy your life more fully, and that He is going to lead you on a path for that purpose to bring you into joy. Andrea, a surprise is coming in the mail for you, an unexpected bit of money or something like that. The Lord says, watch for unexpected surprises in your life right now and know that they are from Him, that He delights in making you smile. Herman, you have come to a quieter time in your life. The Lord says to enjoy that quiet because it is not going to last. I see much activity around you and a lot of people around you talking very animatedly about something that is happening. Frank or Frankie, you have been suffering with an affliction in your body that I feel like not many people you know are aware of. The Lord is saying that He is your physician for this affliction, and it may mean something. I think that it means something that He is specifically calling this an affliction, and He's not calling it an illness or disease. So I would research affliction in the Word of God if I were you and see why what is called an affliction in there. That'll give you a clue. Lynn, you smile outwardly, but inside you are truly heartbroken, really heartbroken. The Lord says He is about to do something that is going to make you smile for real. Watch for it and praise Him. And He said, be sure that you do not credit anyone or anything else with this, or He will remove it. He'll take the blessing back. Or He'll remove the blessing. Ike, you have been put through the ringer. The Lord says He wants to use what you have been through for His glory, but you have to stop complaining about it so He can. Then He will take what has afflicted you, what you've been through, and He will turn it to your benefit like He did for Joseph. Winnie or Wendy, you have been carrying a secret for a while now. The Lord says that secret is going to go away, so continue to keep it secret. Do not tell anyone. Ivan, you are on the wrong path. Change directions. Lyndall or Wendell, I see a whirlwind around you. I think this represents your level of activity. The Lord says He is leading you someplace calmer so you can hear Him more clearly. Now, it's possible that whirlwind is a bunch of strife or something that's going on with people who are around you that you know, you're kind of trapped in a situation. But the Lord says He is leading you someplace calmer so you can hear Him more clearly. April, the Lord delights in you, April, and He has His eye on you for an upcoming assignment that will place you in front of many people. He is asking, are you ready, my daughter? Nancy, the Lord says you are leaving. I don't know what that means to you, but you are leaving. I don't know if that's a situation, a job. I don't know what that is. Okay, that's all the words that I have for this podcast. Everybody, remember that every prayer that you pray for the rest of today, remember to bless the Lord. Thanks for listening. I hope y'all have a great week. Jesus bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in today to Just Praise Him Radio. You can contact me by mail at my new address, JPH Inc., Glenda Lomax, P.O. Box 60, Glencoe, Arkansas 72539, or by email at jphtoday@gmail.com. JPH is not affiliated with any nonprofit organization, church, or denomination. Have you ever gone through a time in your life where suddenly it just felt like your whole life was falling apart? I call these experiences the wilderness experiences. Wilderness experiences are a time of great uncertainty and change. There are times when our faith is tried and refined. After many experiences, the Lord spoke to me to write the Wilderness Companion, which is a virtual roadmap through the desert times of your life. Find out why you've been led to the wilderness. Find out what the biggest hindrance is to receiving provision in the wilderness. Find out what the seven temptations of the wilderness are. Drastically cut the time you spend in the wilderness by learning how to partner with the Lord instead of working against Him. Every Christian needs to read The Wilderness Companion. It's by Glenda Lomax, and it's available on Amazon.com or wingsofprophecy.com. Amazon.com, The Wilderness Companion by Glenda Lomax. Are there areas of your life you just can't seem to overcome in, no matter what you try? Are you plagued by depression, poverty, anger, lust, or failure? Do you recognize your predisposition to commit the same sins committed by your forefathers? Do you want a better life? Many people live their whole lives under generational and other types of curses without understanding they can be free. Learn what the scriptures say about curses and why they are still relevant today. Learn how to defeat every one of them through the power of the cross of Jesus Christ. Hosea 4:6 says, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." You can break the curses off your life and start experiencing breakthroughs like never before. Read about different types of curses and how to break them, including anger, a curse that causes angry outbursts in constant anger. Barrenness, a curse that causes miscarriages and prevents pregnancies. Fear, a curse that brings a plague of fear and anxiety. Illegitimacy, a curse that causes lust, rebellion, and sexual dysfunction. Get the book, Loosed from Chains of Darkness, Destroying Curses Through the Power of the Cross. Available now on Amazon.com, in print and Kindle. Loosed from Chains of Darkness, and be free. You don't have to look far to see. The world around us is constantly changing, often in very unexpected ways. Even those who do not profess a belief in God can see something is amiss. Is worse coming? What is coming to the world for the people of God in these last days? What does God want us doing while we're waiting for His reappearance? Now is the Time contains 217 prophetic messages from the throne room of God discussing what is coming to America and the world in these end times, along with instructions on what to do to prepare. The Lord God has always warned nations when they were headed for destruction. He has always warned His own people. Are we also being warned? Get your copy of Wings of Prophecy, Now is the Time, the 2015 messages, available in print only through wingsofprophecy.com. Wings of Prophecy, Now is the Time. What is in store for the once great and mighty nation of America in these end times? What is the living God saying to the people of America now? What could possibly be in store for a nation that once trusted in God, but has changed its path from following in the living God's ways to now removing Him from everything and walking the other way? In the book, No Longer Mine, you will find all the messages to America collected in one place in chronological order. No Longer Mine, Messages to an Unrepentant Nation, is now available in print at wingsofprophecy.com in the bookstore tab. Get your copy of No Longer Mine today.